بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. Honorable ulama, respected elders, brothers, the beloved listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We all are aware that today is the 20th of Rabi'ul Awwal 1442. During this month, the honorable and auspicious birth, the Miladun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, took place. The hijrah and the migration of the master alayhi salam took place to Medina Munawwara. Likewise, wafatun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took place, the demise of Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In today's talk, we will focus on what happened after the migration, every important event that occurred after the migration. But before that, let us just take 2-3 incidents. Prior to the Miladun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the auspicious birth of the Master alayhi salam, the hadith is mentioned in Musnad Ahmad. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam relates and explains to the people, وَرَأَتْ أُمِّي أَنَّهُ خَرَجَ مِنْهَا نُورٌ. My mother, while she was in that state of gestation and she was expecting, she would see nur, radiance and effulgence emanating from her. She is in Makkah Mukarramah, but the nur, radiance of the Master Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, prior to the auspicious birth, was already illuminating the buildings there in the Levant, in Sham, in Palestine, Syria and Jordan. So imagine, our message is a Nurani message. Our message is there to remove the darknesses and replace it with the radiance and effulgence. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is in Makkah Mukarramah. Mother passed away, father passed away prior to the auspicious birth. They in Makkah Mukarramah, you find that there is famine and drought. The people come to Abu Talib, the chacha, the uncle of the master Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and complain to him and say, do something. This is mentioned in Bukhari Sharif. He takes beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the formative years and takes the Mubarak jasad-e-athar of the Master alayhi salam wa alsaqa dhahrahu bil bayt, and let Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's body mubarak touch the baytullah, and the face mubarak and countenance mubarak face the sky. And then he, Abu Talib, says, wa abiyada yustasqa al-ghamamu biwajhihi. Through your mubarak personality, ya Nabi Allah, now the rains are also coming. This is whilst Nabi alayhi salam was still very, very young. So imagine the message of nur at that time already. We see the message was going to the world, that it was, it is, it will always be the greatest event and incident that took place, and that was the Miladun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the auspicious birth of the Master alayhi salatu wasalam. The migration takes place. What happens at the occasion of migration? Almighty Allah Jalla Wala in Surah 9, verse number 40, speaks of this incident. Three nights Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu spent in Ghar-e-Thawr. Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu was so concerned for the welfare of Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah Jalla Wala revealed the verse, إِذْ يَقُولُ لِصَاحِبِهِ. You Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam inform Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, لا تحزن. Don't be concerned. No grief, no worry. إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَنَا. Allah's help, Allah's mercy is with us. Imagine Allah Ta'ala's mercy with Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and with Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq. He is Thaniyas Nain, the second of the two in the cave. He is the second of the two when they entered Medina Munawwara. He's the second of the two on the Musalla of Nabi alayhi salam. He is the second of the two even today. But he's right next to Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Who can take all this away from the greatest personality to walk on this earth? Remember after all the Anbiya and Messengers alayhi salam. And that without a shadow of doubt is Siddiq Akbar, Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. Let us take you through the incidents, first year, second year, right till the 11th year. It is now the Hijrah is coming to an end. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam have arrived in Quba. That area there is known as Banu Najjar. The people who were the carpenters, they would stay in that area of Quba. And the daughters of Quba would go out and they would wait for Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Thaniya's name, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. They were very, very young, 4, 5, 6, 7 years old. In their hand, they would have the duff and the drum, drum one-sided. So anyway, remember, then they would sing the poetry when they saw Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq entering. First time in their life, they see the Master alayhi salatu salam. So what did they say? Nahnu jawarin min bani najjari. Nahnu jawarin min bani najjari. That we are the daughters of the Banu Najjar tribe, the carpenter's tribe. Ya habbada Muhammadun jari. How excellent today Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is our neighbor. It was a day of elation, a day of joy and happiness. Everybody was so elated. What happens in that first year? Masjid Quba is built. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam places the first block. Then the second block, Thaniya's name, Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu places it. Masjid Nabawi is built. And then, Subhanallah, the Mashura is held. Then how are we going to call people for Salat? Everybody gave different diverse opinions. The meeting ended inconclusively. A Sahabi, Abdullah bin Zayd bin Abdi Rabbi, he narrated one hadith only. There are books written, Imam Nasai wrote a book, Man Lahu Hadithun Wahid. Those Sahaba and students of the Master alayhi salam who reported, narrated one hadith. His name is there. He sees the dream. The angel is teaching him Adhan. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. He rushes to Nabi alayhi salam. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam confirms it. This is in the first year of the Hijrah. And Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam selects who? Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu anhu. Do we know who is Bilal? Sayyidina Bilal bin Rabah, his father's name Rabah, his mother's name Habama. Hamama is his mother's name. His family hails from Habasha, from Ethiopia. Oh Bilal, you become my muazzin. Oh Bilal, you become my minister of finance. Oh Bilal, we will give you such an honor. No person in this ummah will ever enjoy that. He was the first muazzin in Medina Munawwara. In the conquest of Makkah, the Arabs were looking, same complexion, what will happen to us? Oh Bilal, show them what Islam does. Bilal radiallahu anhu, this time, Zuhr time, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells him, climb on top of the Kaaba Musharrafa, render the Adhan from there. That is what Islam teach. وَتُعِزُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتُذِلُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ. So fair in complexion were wondering. The person we persecuted and tortured today is on top of the Kaaba. We don't know what would happen to us. So that is the events of the first year. Second year of the Hijrah, what happens? It is Jumu'ah. It is Friday, 17th of Ramadan. The second year after the Hijrah. That night, Laylatul Jumu'ah, if you go today to Badr, you will find that a masjid they call Masjidul Arish. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Laylatul Jumu'ah, the night of Friday, what we call Thursday night. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, crying, petitioning, begging Almighty Allah, Allahumma in tuhlik hari isaba lan tu'bad ba'd al-yawm. Ya Allah, if this group of 313 going to perish, your name will never be taken again. The soul Mubarak of the Master is about to fall. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq Thani has named again. Hasbuk, hasbuk. Ya Nabi Allah, Ya Rasulullah, enough, enough. We will be victorious. Look at the motivation and inspiration of Sahaba. They told and addressed the Master alayhi salam, Salma shi'ta, Silman shi'ta, Waqta man shi'ta. You join us or do whatever you want to. You cut us off whatever you want to. We will fight till the death. Abu Jahal and them came. They had already started the celebration when they left Makkah. The wine was there, the dine was there, the swine was there, the women were there, the music was there. Quran speaks of this. وَلَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ خَرَجُوا مِنْ دِيَارِهِمْ بَطَرًا. For them it was a foregone conclusion. Where can these people take us on? We are the superpower. Allah's power, Allah's majesty, sovereignty, authority. Allah Jalla wa Ala let 70 of them despatch to Jahannam. 70 taken captive of Sahaba, 14 Shuhada and martyrs. Go today to Badr and see. You'll see the mountain there. Jabalu Malaika, where the Malaika descended. White, white clothing, white, white turbans. Where the land and the sand, Allah speaks of it. How the landscape is described in the Quran Sharif. Allah Jalla wa Ala speaks of Badr. Go read Surah Anfal and you will find everything. So my brothers, this was the greatest event that took place in the second year of the Hijrah. And that was Sahaba dicing with death, and they considered it their greatest honor. Third year of the Hijrah, 1 year later, the month of Shawwal, Sahaba Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Sahaba come out to Uhud, not Uhad, Uhud. Learn the proper pronunciation. Jabal Uhud in yuhibbuna wa nuhibbu hadith in Bukhari Sharif. This mountain of Uhud, we love it and we love the mountain loves us. Lo and behold, Sahaba, Muslims are winning, but Allah Jalla wala want to show a lesson. وَتِلْكَ الْأَيَّامُ نُدَاوِلُهَا بَيْنَ النَّاسِ. Sometime you will be victorious, sometime you will be defeated. What will you do then? So go study the life of Talha radiallahu anhu. He was the most prominent person in the battle of Talha, in the battle of Uhud. With his hand, he defended Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam. His hand became mashlula. His hand became paralyzed. He could not even use it. But that was his pride and honor. I defended the master, alayhi salam. That is what Sahaba taught us. They taught us what is adab, what is adab and ishq. Abu Dujana radiallahu anhu, in the thick of the battle, he sees the arrows raining in from different directions. What does he do in the thick of the battle? He goes to the master alayhi salam, does not take his back and let it face the master alayhi salam. He takes his chest and covers the master alayhi salam. You cannot be injured. I will take the human shield. This is, and see, respect for the master in the thick of the battle. So showing their true love and mahabba for Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We all know Sayyidina Hamza radiallahu anhu was martyred there. 70 Sahaba were martyred, but that became a lesson for many people. Khalid bin Walid embraced Islam subsequently, and a lot of things happened. That was the third year, fourth year, the battle of Khandaq, the trench. Subhanallah. Sahaba knew, you see, what the West says, the coalition of the willing. So the mushrikeen of Makkah, the polytheists, the Jews of Medina Munawwara, the munafiqeen and hypocrites, all joined together, one aim, one objective. We must defeat these Muslims. Allah forbid, nakal kufr, kufr nabashid. We must assassinate the Master Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That was the aim. Almighty Allah describes it. Go read in Surah Ahzab. There's no time. How that battle unfolded. Salman Farsi, the Persian, on that occasion, how Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam elevated his rank and status of Salman radiallahu anhu. Salman said, let us dig a trench. That is our strategy. The Arabs did not know about this. The trench was dug. Sahaba digging, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam digging. And lo and behold, the poetry was being read. Sahaba came, Ya Nabi Allah, we don't have food, we don't have water. They picked up their kurta, one stone, Rahmatul Alameen sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in the battle of Khandaq, picked up his kurta Mubarak and showed them, I have two stones. See, brothers, this is Deenul Islam. This was done voluntarily. Otherwise, Jibreel Amin came and said, Ya Nabi Allah, you tell me all these mountains will make them in gold for you. But to show this ummah what sacrifices must be made. Then when the big boulder was there, they could not break it. They told Master alayhi salam, did you break it? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam smashed it and said, the Persian Empire is gone very soon. The Roman Empire is gone. Sahaba couldn't believe. Here there's no food. And here we're hearing about the Persian and Roman Empire will perish. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said on that occasion, Hadith Bukhari Sharif, Naghzuhum wa la yaghzunana. We will fight the offensive war and not the defensive war now. On that occasion, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Salman, Persian, Salman, Salmanu minna, you are part of Ahlul Bayt, you belong to my family. This is Islam. You can be Arab, you can be non-Arab, you can be who. But if you do things for the love of Allah, for the love of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah will elevate us in this world and in the year after. That is fourth year. Fifth year, Siddiqatu bintu Siddiq. What happens? Usayd bin Hudayr says, this is Kamal Kibat. He says, our mother Siddiqa, one time she lost a necklace, then the ayat of Tayammum got revealed. In the fifth year, Ghazwa'i Bani Mustalik takes place. Sahaba are returning. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam returning. They thought Sayyidah Aisha was already inside the Hodaj, where they would have that, you know, covering for the ladies. And they were moving. Afterwards they realized Sayyidah Aisha is not there. Her necklace fell down. She was looking for the necklace. The hypocrites and others, the enemies, they passed the wild accusations, allegations. Allah forbid something happened. And Safwan radiallahu anhu was coming after that. Almighty Allah, to protect the honor of Siddiqatu bintu Siddiq, she is Siddiqa, her father is Siddiq Akbar. Allah Jalla Wala reveals Surah 24 verses 11 to 26, 16 verses revealed from Mother Aisha radiallahu anha. What will you say today when the Shias and others are cursing Siddiqa with Aisha? Think about it properly. Can you call such people Muslim when Allah is exonerating her? Allah is elevating her? You think about that. So Siddiqa, Usayd bin Hudayr says, Ma hiya bi awwali barakatikum ya ala Abi Bakrin. Your daughter loses the necklace, Allah reveals verses. Your daughter loses the necklace, again Allah reveals the verses. Allah loves that family so much. Siddiqa Khandan and Siddiqa Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the beloved wife of Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Study all this, brothers. 60 of the Hijrah, Sahaba's coming. They never saw the Kaaba Musharrafa for 6 years. 1500 approximately mentioned in Bukhari Sharif. They come to Hudaybiyah. Today is called Shumaysiyah. And now Abu Sufyan is there. Khalid bin Walid is there. Others, none of them are Muslim that time. No, you can't enter. What a disappointment. Imagine today we go, we ready for the Umrah, and they say, no, you can't enter, all go back. We ordinary mortals, they were born in Makkah, majority of them. They come into their hometown, to the greatest city of all times. And the ayat get revealed, Inna fatahna laka fathan mubina. So the Umar, the genius, could not understand, what victory is this? How can this be victory? The clauses are all in their favor. Oh Umar, don't worry, things will work out. He left Nabi alayhi salam, then went to Sayyidina Abu Bakr. Then Sayyidina Abu Bakr told him same thing. Lo and behold, wa asabahum fathan qariba. You see this sulah, this peace treaty of Hudaybiyah took place in Zulqa'dah in the 6th year after the Hijrah. Just 2-3 months after that, 7th year battle of Khaybar. Do you know Khaybar? 150 kilometers away from Medina. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gives the flag to Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu. His title is Fatih Khaybar. Today go to our Palestinian children. Ask them, oh beta, what you want? He say, we want freedom. How are you going to get freedom? He say, I have stones in my hand. I have iman in my heart. And I will read what Sayyidina Ali did. That we will take the jutlas on and we will defeat them. Today our children of Palestine, 70 of Hijrah, today is 1442. They go in and they say, Khaybar, Khaybar, Ya Yahud, Inna Jaysha Muhammad Sofa Yahud. Remember Jews, that I'm live on air now. So you must remember Jews, that the battle of Khaybar that took place. And they were victorious, and we the army of Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam coming again. We will liberate Aqsa. We will give our life for Aqsa. That is what Islam is all about, brothers. Remember this. So that is what the children of Palestine, Sayyidina Ali went. The Jews had one of the greatest fighters of their time. His name was Marhab. First was, you know, duel, one to one. And Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu, in matter of 1-2 minutes, finished him up. There was a big, big fort there, and the fort's name Qaboos. Nobody could demolish it, smash it. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu, Haydari Qarrar was his title. Sammatni hay ummi Haydara. My mother called me Haydar, I'm the lion of Islam. And lo and behold, he smashes that fort. The Jews now knew, now we finished now. So go read what happened in the Battle of Khaybar. 8th year of the Hijrah is Ramadan. Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam comes. 10,000 Sahaba and Sa'd radiallahu anhu enters before Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Abu Sufyan is there, and Abu Sufyan did not embrace Islam. What Sa'd said? Aaj hum boti boti kar denge. Al yomu yomul malhama. If you know Afrikaans, you know Afrikaans. He said, "Vandaag is de dag van stokskieten donder." Today we're going to make keema of you. That's the translation. Rahmatul alameen sallallahu alaihi wasallam entered. Abu Sufyan complained, Ya Rasulullah, Sa'd said this. Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, no, al-yawmu yawmul marhama, is the day of mercy, compassion. The Master alayhi salam addressing them, they know what they did. They had the torture, persecution, 3 years, they excommunicated, boycotted Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ma tarona anni fa'ilun bikum, what you think I'm going to do to you? They said, you are Kareem, Ibn Kareem, Ibn Kareem, we expect something honorable. The Master alayhi salam was a master strategist and said, antumutulaka, go, I give you amnesty. That was the turning point. Yadkhuluna fi deenillahi afwaja took place. 90% of the Arabs embraced Islam at that time. Study Fatih Makkah. Today, we're not prepared to forgive my brother. We're not prepared to forgive our sister. We're fighting about inheritance. Yen man's gedood is another man's abroad. How many of us are not speaking today? Think properly. Don't just read the seerah. Take lessons from the seerah of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. 90 of the Hijrah, Rajab. Midsummer in Medina, 50 degrees. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells them, every male who's able, capable, you must go to Tabuk. I went to Tabuk by plane. It takes you 1.5 hour. 50 degrees, 30,000 Sahaba, Mustadrak Hakim Hadith. Logistically, who is going to prepare for them? Sayyidina Usman comes, 1,000 gold coins, 300 camels, Ya Rasulallah. The Master alayhi salam takes the gold coins and spins it like that, flips it like that. They say in America, this state is flipped to this one. And we don't speak of the shaitans, both shaitans. We speak of Islam. So you must remember this, the Master alayhi salam flipping the coin. Out of ecstasy and joy, O Usman, your ihsan to Islam, Allah will reward you. Remember today, people want to criticize and curse Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar, Sayyidina Usman, and Amir Muawiyah, and Sayyidina Aisha. Allah revealed the verse for them. Surah 9, verse 79. Alladhina yalmizuna al-muttawi'ina min al-mu'minina fi sadaqat, walladhina la yajiduna illa juhdahum fayaskharuna minhum. Those who mock the Sahaba, Allah says, Sakhir Allahu minhum. Allah will mock them, walahum azabun alim. Any person criticizes, curses Sahaba, I mean in the masjid, wallahi, he's not Muslim, he's out of the fold of Islam. Namus Sahaba, to protect the honor of Sahaba is compulsory. 20 of the Hijrah, Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam came for Hajjatul Wida, and then you know the story. He delivered the farewell message. The Ummah cried. They knew the mission is reaching the end. 11th year, 12th Rabiul Awwal, Monday morning, Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam makes parda and leaves this Ummah. I conclude with this, mentioned in Bukhari Sharif. Me and you, our father, mother cry, dies, we cry, but they are ordinary mortals. This is rahmatul العالمين حبيب رب العالمين the most beloved most precious to Almighty Allah go to Fatima she's the only daughter and child living at that time of sallallahu alaihi wasallam after the demise of her father she reads the poetry ya abata man ajaba rabban da you answered the call of Allah and you left us oh my father ya abata man jannatu firdaus ma'wa Allah will give you the highest stages in Jannah ya abata ila jibril nana to jibril we announce that now you can't come it's finished The message is reached its end. So see brothers, study the history and the seerah of the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What's happening in France, what's happening here and there is all based on jealousy. Remember, if you just ask them two questions, I'm ending. France, 150 years occupation in Jazair and Algeria. They murdered over 1 million Muslims. Go ask them what they did. In 1922, the same France, they made a stamp. You know the stamp you use for posting letters, the good old days. 1922, where they decapitating the Muslims. They were so proud of doing this. Today, they want to come tell us we are the terrorists. What about your state terrorism? What you doing in Mali now? So may Almighty Allah let us understand the mission of the messenger and the message of the messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Take the nur of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam's message and present it to the world. May Almighty Allah jalla wa ala give us victory in all parts of the world. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alamin.